Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Rahman. Now, primarily in this regard, there is one narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir and reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, this particular narrative from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll read out its text to you and also read out the other text to you, which has slight additions and which is also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, but it is found in Salawi's tafsir. However, as far as Al-Wasit's tafsir is concerned, the words are man qara surat ar-rahman adda shukra ma an'ama Allahu alayhi, which means that the person who recites Surah Rahman then in fact he has thanked the Almighty for all his blessings that the Almighty has favored on him, the favors and blessings of the Almighty which the Almighty has gifted to him. So a person reads Surah Rahman, it will be as if he has paid his gratitude, he's shown his gratitude for all these favors to the Almighty. Now, as far as this particular narrative is concerned, it is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the reason is it contains two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded following information in his book Tehzib al-Kamal, vis-a-vis various hadith and rijal authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishai. And at another place, Yahya says that he is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is gharu siqa. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'if. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he's been abandoned. And Imam Nasai also says at another place that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Bughwi says, Za'iful Hadith Chittan, that is extremely weak in matters of Hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says about him that he's a Kazzab, that he's a great liar. So we can see that on the basis of this information, perhaps Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And there is no reason to regard Salawi's narrative to be concocted as well, because that narrative too, although it contains certain additions, which I'll just read out to you, but it also contains the same two narrators. Now, as far as the text itself is concerned, because it contains certain additions, I'll just read out to you. And the words are, Man qara surat ar-Rahman, rahim Allahu zu'afahu wa adda shukra ma an'ama Allahu alayh. Which means that the person who reads Surah ar-Rahman or recites Surah ar-Rahman, the Almighty will have mercy on his weakness, and that person will have actually shown gratitude to the Almighty regarding all the favors and gifts which the Almighty gave him. So in other words, by merely reading Surah Ar-Rahman, he would have thanked God for all the favors the Almighty bestowed upon him, and the Almighty also will have mercy on his weakness. This is the addition which I was talking about. But as I said earlier on, that this narrative too is marred by the fact that it has the same two narrators which I just related to you earlier on. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. So therefore, we cannot regard this narrative to be reliable as well. It too shall have to be regarded as concocted. All in all, as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to have a living relationship with that surah. And the best way to do that is to read that surah with a good translation, to understand its message, to communicate its message to others, and to reflect on that message, and to disregard these narratives, which according to our own rijal authorities are absolutely baseless and concocted. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.